You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
So this episode I'm entitling The Surrogate Life. I wanted to provide you guys with some perspective from my own life, as I always try to do, about the surrogate life, is what I like to call it, is what I like to try to coin it. That's probably the wrong word, but that's just a word that comes in my mind. And I don't have the official definition of surrogate in front of me, but you get the idea. You know, essentially, you know, it's someone carrying something for someone during a certain time period. And then when that time period is up, that thing is given to, you know, who it belongs to. That's a horrible definition. But the surrogate, you get it. Surrogate, if you want to, you know, we typically talk about this term in the context of when families are trying to have children, and if the woman is unable to physically carry, they often have surrogates who will carry that baby for them. And so I want to talk about the surrogate life, because I want to open up a little bit about, and because I know that some of you might connect in living the life where you are solely codependent on others to help you be successful. The surrogate life. Some of you out there, just like me, you didn't grow up with both parents in your life. You found yourself moving from home to home, family member to family member. Maybe you were adopted. Maybe you were, I mean, there's all type of situations, but you didn't have the stability that you desired. Fill in the blank in what works with you. And so you found yourself trying to navigate life on your own, and the individuals that were originally designed to give you that foundation, to give you that guidance, to give you those tools and things that you needed to be successful, they weren't there. And so you find yourself having significant voice in your life, and you need a surrogate. You need people to come along the way to help support you. And that's what happened to me in my own life. There were so many people along the way that came and that provided me with little things, little tools, little nuggets, little buckets of support to help me get to the next stage of my life, i.e. the surrogate life. And so some of you may say, well, Solomon, you know, that, you know, everything happened for a reason. At least you turned out how you want to turn out, or at least you turned out well, or whatever, whatever. But I want to talk about some of the downsides of the surrogate life. Because when you have a surrogate life, you find yourself living life in a way to where the core of you, there's no foundation. The core of you is disappointed because, yes, you are grateful for people that come to help along the way, but you realize that sometimes people that come in your life, sometimes they come for a season. Some people come for a lifetime. There are people, there, like, for example, I think about one of the surrogates that taught me a lot was a custodian, right? Because, the thing is, when you have to live a surrogate life, this is what people don't talk about, everybody does not stay. Some people, right? Some people come in your life for a season, and that bothers you because you feel like, why can't I live a life to where people who come in my life can actually stick around? And that's what I want to talk about, the other side of a surrogate life and how to help you heal and grow from that. Because it's a hurtful, painful place when you're excited for all the people that have helped you along the way and you're grateful. But there's a part of you that's hurt because the little boy, the little girl in you still feels that you've not had a consistent role model or a consistent level of support in your life. the surrogate life. And we're going to talk about this more across this season, but I wanted to try to position this as kind of a first episode to help you think about where you are in life. You could be at a place to where you're just now getting up on your feet and you're just now starting to grow and make some moves, or you could be to where, you know, you've achieved and accomplished some things and now you're just kind of sitting back and just being very reflective, and you find that there's a place in you that's still broken because of the surrogate life. And so I want to position this episode because we're gonna grow, we're gonna heal, and we're gonna maximize our human experience. And we have to come to a place to where we get to where we understand that some people come in our life for a season and it has nothing to do with us. Sometimes the little boy, the little girl inside of us is still dealing with the rejection. And you feel that when people come in your life for a season to help you with a certain thing, that they're obligated to stay. And that is just not reality. There have been people in my life who have came for a season and I've never seen them again. But when I talk about where I am, they're always a part of the story. They're always a part of where I am. They're always with me. And then there are people that have been with me for 10 years. But that's the part of the surrogate life that I want you to understand. And I found myself grappling with that even when my uncle died. He was a surrogate. He played a father figure role for me. So when he died, I felt like a part of me left because he served a role in my life. And I didn't even realize it until he died that he served a father figure role. So all of a sudden I had a void that I didn't know I had a void because he filled a void that I didn't even know I had. And so I dealt with his death on a whole nother level because he was a surrogate for me. So then I looked up, I said, well, man, the one individual that played a father figure role in my life is gone. What am I going to do now? Right? So the surrogate life. That's all I want to say on this episode. We're going to talk about it more. I just want you to begin to think about how do you grow, how do you heal when you have lived the surrogate life.